Tishrei, we are clear, the Pasuk says, V'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. This Pasuk Vayis is talking about Truma. It says, V'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. L'rabo is not Truma. That's talking about Truma, Rashi. V'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. V'hi Pash Bashoso. V'yom Amar Masech Tamakis. V'chol Kodesh L'rabo is not Truma. V'yasurabo Kol Yimei Toyer. She Tvelus Yoim. L'tumas Le'dosoi. The Kozman and Isha has Tumas later on her. She's not Larit Truma. So this pasuk now is talking about you love this. It's talking about truma. For the Gemara elakro, the pasuk also says the giyurus. So Mara says elakro mili mili kachoshiv. The pasuk says different things over here. There's a loch of the giyurus. There's a loch here of you love this. Utlasa kroy, yeah. It's mili mili kachoshiv. No, there's taka chiddush here. The giyurus has tumas need has tumas later. Once she's mizgayer or a shivcha when she becomes free, the ma'isa she has tumas later. That's what the Pasuk talks about. Hilchos Truma, true, that doesn't apply to them. If they're not a Bas Koyin, they can't eat Truma. But the Pasuk is talking about Truma also. A person that is a Koyin or a Bas Koyin calls them on their tummy, they're not allowed to eat Truma. Then the Gemara says, Utlosa Kroy Betruma Lomeli. What do I need? Sweep Sukkim by Truma. So Rashi says, Utlosa Kroy Betruma. Vekodishim Lo Yoichal, one Pasuk Adesha Yitor. Vyokim Neliel Minei Betruma Kosim Medaber. That's one pasuk. So there's three different psukim here. Why do we need the three psukim by truma? So Mara says three. We need all of them. Di miad asher yitor until they become tor. I would not know for what. What type of tyra would he have to have? Maybe it's enough for the current to go to the mikveh. His kosher rachmono bo hashemesh v'tor. And even another time the pasuk says, "Bo hashemesh," you have to wait till night time. If you touch the mace, you touch the sherets, the day you become tor, you still have to wait till the night time. Now, the kosher rachmono bo hashemesh, if the pasuk just would have said, "You have to wait till night time," have a mina, I would have thought to lav bakapora. Only a kohen that's not like a zav, not a mitzora. He doesn't have to bring a korban at all. He only touched the mace. He only touched the sherets. So then I say at night time he's tor ti truma. Avol de bar kaporo. But let's say the kohen is a zav or a metzora. That the locher is even after he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. That night he's called a mechusik epurim. Still he has to bring a korban. A moad de maisek kaporo. Maybe he's not allowed to eat truma until he brings a korban. On this kosher rachmana the pasuk says no. Ad malois says ad malois until he finishes hayimei tyra. That's all. About your lettuce. When she finishes counting her days, when the day is over, the 80th day is over, that's the day she's allowed to start eating truma. Even before she brings the korban. Now, the kosher rachmon ad malois, until she finished counting her days, havamina would have thought polite tefila. Maybe when the 80 days are up, she could eat truma even without going to the mikvah. His kosher rachmon ad shayitor, that no avada she has to go to the mikvah again. Whereas here by Yeledes, after the first 6 days or the first 14 days, she went to the mikvah. Now she's called the Tfilas Yoim until the 80th day. But the locker is though, she still has to go to the mikveh again. For the Gemara Lahach Tana, the Pola Galei, the Tana the Verbi Shemuel. The Tana that argues on Tana the Verbi Shemuel, the Yomar, Bezav Abal Gimurias, of a Mitzara Muchlat Akosta Medaber. They hold no, that this Pasuk says over here, that by a Kayin, it's talking about even a zav that saw three times. So chitzer he has to bring a korban. Who did a mitzvah muchlat that says what he has to bring a korban? V'hai adar shayitor adamai se kapora. According to them, taka, what does it mean to become tor until you bring a kapora? See, if so, trei kroy b'kodeshim lomali. According to them, this pasuk is talking about by kodeshim, and it's telling us that somewhere it's mechusik kippurim he can't eat kodeshim until he brings his korban. So what do I have to have two psukim for? Strashi trei kroy ada sheyitor vechipur levatora bekodeshim lomeli lashmin of the ada ma'isik kapara. We have already one pasuk. Why do we need two psukim to tell us in a case where you want to eat kodeshim if you mechusik yipurim you can't eat it until you bring a carbon? Moses Trich, yes, I need two psukim. Di kosar rachmana biyoledis would only said it by yoledis mishum demruba tumaso. Because she had a lot of tumma. Zatrash Shemayim Yoim, Liachila Truma Bekodeshim. For 80 days, she's also teach Truma Bekodeshim. She has to wait 80 days until she brings a korban. So Tamela, since she was tummy for so long, maybe that's why she has to wait until she brings her carbon tea kachim. Avo bezav, that can only be tummy for 7 days. A maloi, maybe a zav if he's a kayin. And it becomes Torah on the seventh day he went to the mikvah. Maybe he's allowed to kachim right away. Who says he has to wait till the next day until he brings his carbon? He needs a second pasuk for a zav. Now, if I would have just had a pasuk by a zav, that he has to wait until he brings his korban, to loyhuta mikloloi. There was never a heter for zav. Avo yoledis eimaloi tzricha. But by a ledis that has a chiddish, that has hutra mikloloi, says Rashi, shiroya damo toiro levaila. That yoledis has a tremendous chiddish, that from a zochor after 7 days, or in a cave after 14 days, midiraisa, any dam that she sees the next days, is called dam tyra. Even though usually dam that comes out of her, she makes her into a nidah, she's also a baila. But Yeledis is a special chiddush of dam tyra. Either from the 14th till the 80th day, it's called dam tyra. So since there's a chiddush, maybe over there, I would think to say, maybe I would think only by a zav, that's a chomadikatumah, there's no heta to it, there you can't eat kachim until you bring a korban. But shenken tumah Yeledis, since she has a kula those next 64 days, the next 66 days, that if she sees dam, she's mutter to her husband, maybe she's not that chomer to say she's ladi kachim even without bringing the korban. This richa, that's why I need the pasuk here also tell me that she cannot eat kachim until she brings the korban. Now the pasuk says, "B'mayim yuva v'tomei adorif." You have to go to the mikvah and you tome until the night time. Is lomeli? What do I need this pasuk for? Shasha kocha betrumairi midiboy erashemish. Is lomeli? Typically, midiboy erashemish v'tor. Like we have a pasuk already by truma. You have to wait till night time. So what do I need another pasuk of b'mayim yuva? You go to the mikvah and you tome till herif till the night time. It has to apply to truma. We have a pasuk already. Homer Abzeir le Negiya. It's come to teach us a new Chiddush. Srasha Negiya, the Krod, Liel, Biachilu Mishtoi. One Pasuk is telling you it's full Yoyim, he's not allowed to eat Truma. There it says, afterwards, at night time, you can eat it. Fahai Krod, Bekele Mishtoi, the Negiya, Bialmihi, Fahashmin and Kli, Vuadin Liodim, Tful Yoyim, Liyiga, Betruma. Telling us that a Kli, or a person that's a Tful Yoyim, should not touch Truma. That's the Chiddush here. That you're tamei for even touching truma. Tanya, v'tamei yochol l'chol. Maybe he's tamei completely. Talmud loy mevator. It says no that he's tor. He's tamei. He's tor. Means after he went to the mikveh, he's tor. I v'tor yochol l'chol. Maybe he's tor completely. Talmud loy mevatamei. He's still tamei even after he went to the mikveh. Well, case it has to come out. Kan l'maisa kan l'truma. That vilchas meiser. He's tor. He's allowed to touch. Meister, we can even eat Meister. But Shaykh the Gate of Truma, he's still called Tomei. That not only can't he eat it, who then he can't touch it. For tomorrow, Epechano, let's change it around. Maybe Truma Yitor for Meister Yitomei. Mistabra ki eche de Chamira Achilo de Truma. Mi Achilo de Meister. Hochinami Chamira Negia de Truma. Mi Negia de Meister. Just like by Achilo, we know that it's full yom is Lari to Meister. And you're not Lari Truma. Because the Svar of Hilchas Negia, how Tomei you are to touch it. The same svara. That when you went to the mikvah, you were allowed to touch ma'aser. Ma'ashenke for truma, you talk have to wait till Erashemish. It's mistamra the same way you can't eat truma, the same way if you touch it, you're mitamrit. The boy is saying, when other teretz is, negia the truma mihocha nafka. That you say you're not allowed to touch truma until Erashemish, learn that from another pasuk. Ba'chol koydish loy siga. You can't touch kachim. Is azar liyechel. Is Nazara not eat kachim when you tell me? Or Yena maybe Elul Negei, maybe something Nazara, you're not allowed to touch kachim? Talmud Lerm, another pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Le Siga, V'il Amigdash Le Savoy, says, no, you're not allowed to touch kachim. Is Makish Kodesh Le Migdash, V'il Makish Kachim to the base of Migdash. Ma Migdash, Dovish Yesh Boi Natilas Neshama. Av Kodesh, Dovish Yesh Boi Natilas Neshama. Talking about type of kachim that has Natilas Neshama, that has, it's a korban. Metil Shama means that there's a chiyuv misa for it. Rashi says, "Av kodesh davish yesh bo tilas neshama." Tahainu achila v'tumah. If you eat it when you're tumah, you chayv misa. Shuga be kodesh mekaris. V'yachol truma v'tumah v'misa. If you eat truma when the kohen himself is tumah, he's chayv misa. This is the mesa by kiyachalu. So Mela, we're learning out now Truma and not the Meiser. This is a pasuk I know that a Tome cannot touch Truma. Over the morrow, over the Giyah, over the Giyah, and the Tils Neshama, over the Giyah, and the Tils Neshama Lekah. But the morrow, just by, there's this pasuk, can't be talking about touching Kachim. Because if you touch Kachim, you're not Chayim Misa. The only Chayim Misa there is if you eat Kachim when it's Tomei, or when you're Tomei. But if Tam touch it, you're not Chayim Misa. Where it says, Vaho the Yavka, Blosh and the Giyah, Hochikoma, the Giyah Kachila. Really, this pasuk is talking about Achila. Some of you eat the Kachim, that's the case that you're Chayim. Why does the pasuk use lashon of the chokodish loisiga touching to teach us that touching has the same malacha like achila? In other words, that whoever can't eat truma, whoadin is not allowed to touch truma. So from here we learn out that a kohen has a tzvul yoyin, even though he went to the mikveh by daytime, but kol zman and did not come here a shemesh. The same way he's not allowed to eat truma. The same way whoadin is not allowed to touch truma either. So learn out from this pasuk. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf ayin hey yomer aleph. You're by the two dots. First two dots. Psuadaka. Yes, that was the Mishnah about a psuadaka. That a kohen that's a psuadaka, we say he's a lari truma and his evidence lari truma. Just his wife, when he lives with his wife, he makes her into a halolom, that she's not lari truma. So Gemara says, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds, mishtameres lebi a psula, diraisa ochlo? That our Mishnah says that, let's say though, they did not live together after he became a psuadaka. In other words, first the Kohen married, let's say, a Bas Yisrael. He married a wife. And in the beginning, the Kohen was normal. So she's allowed to eat truma because of her husband. Then the Kohen became a psuadaka, his beitzim got wound. So the locher is now that the Zachai Vilavin is not allowed to live with his wife. So our Mishnah said that if he doesn't live with his wife, then she's still allowed to eat truma. She doesn't become psula. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds Mishtameres Labiya Psula Dirais Ochla? That even though they're married, and the Chur Mishtameres means she's watching, she's Oymed, she's about like to live with her husband. So the Chura, you say she's not postal yet and she's allowed to eat. So Gemara says, Om Rab Lazav Machoikis Shinuyam, for Rab Lazav Rab Shimini, and it's a Machoikis we had before, in the Mishnah before we had this. That Rab Lazav and Rab Shimon both say that when a Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona, or else a grusha to a kohen, that they're allowed to eat truma. They just made erisin before they made nisuyin. Even though she was a mishtameres labia psula, like a kohen gadol made kedushin with an amona, so when they make nisuyin and have via the via via sisa, still their shita, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon shita was that with kedushin alone, she's allowed to eat truma. So who our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon shita that holds mishtameres labia psula, she is allowed to eat. The Rashi says, the Perakabu Yivimtu we had, Amon Lekoin God, Gujachusakoin Hedjit, Menera Sin La Yechlo Betruma. The Tanakhama says, already his wife is not allowed to eat Truma. It was Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon was Machshirin. So Chorao Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. Reb Yechlo Namano, Reb Yechlo says there's a difference. That Afilu Taima Rabbi Meir, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir Shita, that Shani Hocha Shekvar Ochlo. When does Reb Meir say before? That's when a Kohen Gadol made Kedushin with an Amona. So they didn't live together yet. They never lived Beheta yet. So she never got a Heta to eat Truma. So Reb Meir Shittur is, since she's Oymei to have Bia, and at that time she'll become a Chalala, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Mashenken and our mission here, Shekhar Ochla. Here we're talking about first the Kohen married his wife Beheta, and she was eating Truma already. Because later on in life, he became a psuadak, his beitzim got wound, that now there's a chai v'lavin for him to live with her. So before he lives with her, she's still lari truma. Because there's a svara shekvar ochla, since she already ate before, she is allowed to continue eating. For Reb Loza, what does Reb Loza say? Shekvar ochla lo yamrinan. Reb Loza that says no, that says that our Mishnah only goes according to Reb Loza and Reb Shimon, and not according to Reb Meir, holds that we don't say the svara shekvar ochla. So what if she was eating before? But Lamaisa now, when her husband, the Kohen, becomes a Psuadaka, and now she's called a Mishtameres Labiya Psula, that if they live together, she'll become Psula, so therefore right now she can't eat. So, and Reb Lez explains himself, if you're not going to tell me like this, If you want to tell me your Svar Rabbi Yochanan, that once she once ate the heter, she's allowed to continue eating. If so, Bas Yisrael shenisles l'kayin, a Bas Yisrael that got married to a kayin. So now Kozeman, she's married, she's allowed to eat truma. Umeiz baila, and then the husband dies. Why is the halacha that she's not allowed to eat anymore? L'chura toichal, let her continue eating truma. Shekvar rochla. Like if you want to tell me a story of Yechanan, that once she was eating beheta, she's allowed to continue eating, so here also, even after her husband dies, the kohen dies, and she has no children, she should be allowed to continue eating truma, just like she was allowed to when her husband was alive. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yechanan answers back, Poshin. Hosam paka kinyona. When her husband, the kohen, dies, so the kinyon, the bialas, goes away? So that's why now she's not an Eishes Kohen anymore. She's a regular Bas Yisrael. She can't eat Truma anymore. But Hochol Lepoka Kinyona. Over here we're talking about that the Kohen married his wife. He's still married to her. Just now the Kohen became a Psua Daka. So before he lives with her again, before he makes a Psula, the Svar of Yechon is that she is allowed to continue eating Truma. Ah, she's a Mishtamera, she's Oymit, she's about to have Via with a husband that's also to her. But that's Rabbi Yochanan's Svar, since she already started teaching Truma before, she's allowed to continue eating, Kol Zaman, she's married to him, and Kol Zaman, she did not do the Aveira, she didn't become a Chalola. Then the Mishnah explains, Ezeo Ptsua Daka. Who's called a Ptsua Daka? Tana Rabbonin. Ezeo Ptsua Daka. What's called a Ptsua Daka? Ptsua means he has a wound. By his Beitzim got wound, and Boshe's pshat is now he's not able to have children anymore. He can't have Zerah come out of him anymore. He's not roy to have children. So as a chayvi lavin, there's a lav upon him to live with any Bas Yisrael. So the Brisa says, Kol sheniftzu beitzim shaloi. Even if the beitzim got wound. V'yafilu achas men, even if only one of them got wound. V'yafilu nikfu, afilu only got a hole in one of them. There was a neck of a hole. V'yafilu nimoiku, it was like crushed. Nimoiku. Even if it's missing something, if one of the Rashi's kolshu, even if one of his beitzim is missing something, that's a psul, that he's not able to have children anymore, and therefore the Torah gives a chai v'lavin, he's not allowed to live with a regular Bas Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yishmael b'noi shu Rabbi Yechanan ben Bruka, Shemati mipi chachomim b'kerem b'yavna, I heard from the chachomim in kerem b'yavna, if somebody only has one beitza, that's all, there's one got cut off, one got lost, one was cut off, still he's kosher. He's like born. Sris chama, his pshat is like he was born that way, and he's still kosher. For the Gemara, Sris chama sakabadda, can you call it like he was born that way? We're not talking about he was born that way. He was born with two, and then one got cut off. So how could you say he's kosher? Eli, what he meant to say is, Hareyuka Sris Chama, the kosher. He's like a Sris Chama and he's still kosher. So Rashi says, Sris Chama Sagadaituch. Ha Sris Chama Bidei Shemayim Hu, Machmas Choyli. That means Sris Chama means that it happened by itself of sickness. Fahai Lav Choyli, this is not called a sickness here. So he meant to say is not that it really happened by itself, even if it was cut off by a chreis, an operation or something, but it has a lot of Kisris Chama, the kosher. The Torah only asked if what you have is either wounded or crushed, or else the chorus it is cut. But what's there? By shaking over here that there was echleis that was taken off, so then you're still kosher. Then it's all right. Please ask Nariches say exactly what it means. What the case of that's kosher? Yeah. But for the more venikev loymolitz, what are we saying before? If there's a hole, though, if you have a nekev in one of the beitzim, his posel is called a psuadaka. Why? Because he can't have children, he can't have zeron. For the Gemara, who garved there was a person? The solak ledikli went up the palm tree.